Hello, this is John Smallwood, certified financial planner, senior wealth advisor at Smallwood Wealth Management. And again, we are continuing the conversation on the Wealth Curve Blueprint and the Wealth Curve Scorecard. The Wealth Curve Blueprint is a snapshot in time that captures your income, your savings rate, your expenses, your lifestyle, your taxes, your current assets, your current liabilities, your future liabilities. And then from a defensive position is how much life insurance and disability and long-term care and pensions and Social Security, umbrella, and wills and trusts. These things are such an important part of every financial plan. And when you think about it, I've been doing this for 29, almost 30 years. And I have to say that the wills are probably one of the least done items that people come in with, or they were done 30 years ago and they've never been revisited, never been rethought about. And, you know, with massive amounts of wealth being created and tax laws changing, and it's something that the protection components of these wills is a strategic part of every financial plan. So in the Wealth Curve Scorecard, we've broken it down into, you know, having wills, trust, durable power of attorney, advanced healthcare directives, and then understanding when those things have been reviewed. And inside of each component, there's so many aspects that go into a proper will, taking advantage of the tax laws that are available, trust with distributions, when the money should be distributed, how it should be distributed, can gifts be made, can leverage with gifts be obtained, can I retain control of those assets? What happens if I pass away, my spouse passes away, and my, you know, child inherits the money and he's going through or she's going through some sort of business problem or divorce? Is the money that we've worked our rear ends off to create and keep and maintain and steward, is it protected from all the, you know, things that are coming? Is it, you know, protecting from estate taxes? And people are kind of sitting back right now saying, oh, it's an $11.2 million or $11.4 million exemption. You know, husband and wife, that's $22 million. And that's not a, you know, not something that we need to worry about. Well, when you look into the tax law, you see that by 2026, when all the income tax laws sunset and revert back to pre-Trump tax law, so does the estate tax. I've been doing this for a long time. There's been a tremendous amount of changes to the tax law every single year that I've been in business. Not every single year, but tremendous amount of changes. It's moving target. So having core documents is important, and having good strategy is a really good thing. And depending upon who you are, how much wealth you have or how much wealth you don't have, how much life insurance you have, how much potential you have, you're starting a business. Fundamentally, where you start that business, how you own that business, how you own your assets, where you own those assets, how the beneficiaries of the life insurance and the IRAs and all those things are core to a really good review of wills and trusts. In the scorecard, every single one of those needs to be the best that it possibly can for who you are and updated on a regular basis so that you've taken advantage of all of the opportunities that are available in the estate tax law within reason. During the process of creating the blueprint, we're going to spend a lot of time talking about your wills, your trusts, and what you want to do. And then the scorecard will be a reflection of how much in alignment are the things that you've done with all of your documents in relationship to what you want to get done. Now, we're not attorneys. We don't do that. But we think it's one of the key components of a successful long-term financial strategy. To get started, it always begins with a wealth curve conversation, 30 minutes, 45 minutes on the phone, sometimes longer, depends on how good the conversation is and how much detail that we need to go through. Our goal is to get to know you, you to get to know us, we to get to know you, and understand what is it about you that you need to put into your financial strategy and how we might be able to help you, or maybe we can't help you. Then from there, it's building a blueprint. It's building the scorecards. Then it's simulating and testing things to make sure that things are actually doing what you set out to do. To set up one, visit us on smallwoodassociates.com. Click the Get Let's Get Started button. You can attend one of our upcoming Retire as Safe as Possible, as Soon as Possible workshops. You can connect with us on all the social media stations that are out there. And you can listen to us on Wealth Curve Talk and get more content and more information. Look forward to hearing from you and meeting you.
Welcome to the end of the video. Smallwood Wealth Management is an investment advisor representative. The opinions expressed by Smallwood Wealth Management and guests on this show are their own. All statements and opinions expressed are based upon information considered reliable, although it should not be relied upon as such. Any statements or opinions are subject to change without notice. Information presented for this educational purposes only. Moreover, no listener should assume that any discussions or information presented serves as a receipt of or substitute for personalized advice from Smallwood Wealth Management or from any other investment professional and is not intended as an offer of solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Smallwood Wealth Management is not a law firm or an accounting firm, and no portion of this presentation should be interpreted as legal, accounting, or tax advice. Information expressed does not take into account your specific situation or objectives and is not intended as a recommendation appropriate for any individual. Listeners are encouraged to seek advice from a qualified tax, legal, or investment advisor to determine whether any information presented may be suitable for their specific situation. Thank you for listening.